Phone Boy Speaks, episode 682, Airport Insecurity.
I see airport security way more often than I probably should, but I do. It's an occupational hazard, and I see how ineffective most of the security is. And I've paid for the global entry system so that I can go through the quick line or the pre 9/11 airport security line, and it's funny because sometimes they'll just randomly put people in that line, and I've been put in that line randomly before I paid, and it's weird. It's like, okay, and even with the normal lines, sometimes you won't have to, it's like some people will have to take off more of their stuff and walk through the irradiating nudoscope that scrambles your DNA. But that's, it makes no sense to me, right? It seems like it's random and capricious. And if you're willing to spend a little bit more money, then, you don't have to go through quite as thorough of a pat down or whatever. And so when I see things, and this isn't even the United States, this is in Sydney, where some guy basically got off the plane in Sydney, and I was there this past year, and I could see how somebody could potentially wander the wrong way, but my question is, why is the airport, first, if that's something that somebody could do, you need to set the airport up in a way that that's not possible to happen. I can tell you, like, even in the United States, right, where in a lot of places now they've got like swinging doors, right, where you come out of the sterile part of the airport into the unsterile part of the airport before TSA security. And yeah, now they, at least in Seattle, and I think I've seen this in a few other places, they've got, they make it pretty impossible for you to walk the wrong way without knowing that you're walking, that, you can't go this way, right? And so the fact that you can do this in Sydney is kind of silly, but even so, right? They could have looked at the closed circuit TV, footage, and found out that this guy was just basically looking at his iPad, not paying attention to where it was going. And, lo and behold, he ended up in the wrong part of the airport. And did they really need to shut down the entire airport for that for that hour plus whatever, while they do whatever it is that they did? They probably didn't. This is something, that, in Israel, right, if they have a real threat, they deal with it without having to shut down the entire airport because they can contain the threat. And, this is something, even for network security, right? If you set your network up in a way that if something bad happens in one part of your network, you can easily segment it off and keep it from going to other segments because you've got firewalls or checks in place to make sure that if something goes from one part of the network to the other, that it goes through a known, sort of checkpoint or whatever you want to call it, not to be confused with Checkpoint the company, but just some way of checking that this should go from here to here. And it seems like that nobody's looking at airport security properly, at least in the United States and in Australia and a few other places, what they're doing seems to be like catching just like the most egregious of people and not really actually doing anything to improve airport security. And this is just another example of that, I suppose.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.